You're on the commute. You might still be thinking about getting up. No matter what you're doing or wherever you are, you are sharing the start of your day
with Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Now that'll make you feel good.
Just like for the first time ever, you can save $800 on an AEG washing machine only at Domain Home Appliances West Gosford.
All right, here they are.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Good morning, Coasties.
Good morning. Akmal's on fire already,
I'm on fire.
Great.
I'm sorry that there is a fire restriction in this building, but...
But you are on fire.
I set myself on fire because I need attention. I need people to look at me.
And I see myself as the fire blanket that just comes over and just puts out the fire.
Yes.
When the fire gets too big.
Yes. You're so devoted that you're willing to leave your microphone to put me out. That's how devoted I am. In my previous radio jobs, they wouldn't have done that.
No.
They would have
let you burn.
Hey, he set himself on fire. He puts himself out.
Yeah, you can burn,
and
buddy.
If he burns, then we can get someone less annoying.
Can I start with an old comic gag here?
Yes.
Funny thing happened on the way to the show today.
Yeah, funny thing did happen to me on the way to the show today. I thank you, Widow, for bringing us back on track.
Okay.
Guess what happened when I was driving to work?
Well, let me guess.
No, okay, don't guess.
Oh, okay.
A lady was stopped.
I like guessing.
A lady was stopped in the middle of the road and she had her flashing lights on and she was out of her car and I thought, what's going on here? There was no other cars around. I think something's going on with this poor woman. I'm going to slow down and see if she needs some help.
Mm. Like a
good citizen. So I thought, I'll slow down. And as I slowed down to sort of pull over and see if she was okay, I noticed why she stopped. And that was because there was a giant owl standing in the middle of the road in front of her car. And obviously she had to slow down and stop because the owl didn't move.
Oh, yeah.
And so I slowed down. And this owl was probably half your size. Giant thing. Powerful owl. And then I slowed down.
You sure it wasn't me?
It might have been you in a costume.
Yeah.
Might have been.
No, even not in a costume. At night I can look like an owl.
Can you?
People have said that, yeah.
So anyway, this owl takes off in front of my car and drops a dead possum right next to my car.
Right. And have you...
Hang on, I don't see that stuff every day. Is anyone else impressed by wildlife?
That happens to me every day.
It's very impressive.
It was impressive.
A gigantic owl dropped a possum and a woman was near it. I need a urine sample.
Oh,
I need
what?
A urine. Give me urine.
I like birds.
No, I want to check
like
your mental.
Possums.
Oh, look, I like today's show because the pressure test, it's at $350, a chance to win some cash.
I just want to make it clear, I was asking for urine, not because I'm interested in urine or I collect urine. I want to check your...
some sort of hallucinogen.
That's right, because, you know, I've suspected you since we started working and... I'm going to, you know, I just went tolerated, that's all.
Okay. We'll talk to the boss about that. And
the
also,
boss is on heavier stuff.
Adam
the
Spencer.
The boss is medicated to
Adam,
the...
Adam Spencer's going to join us
boss?
On the show. He's going to be in here very shortly, actually, so we'll see him soon.
He usually goes to another station and says, oh, don't I work here? Oh, I'm sorry. A little Turkish black's funny.
I think we all know who might be on any kind of substance in this relationship.
Look, we're all clean. It's fine. We all did a urine sample for the job.
Yes.
Not that we did. Look, also later on, we've also got a game from Mandy. Another game with a nice little prize to give away.
Yes.
We'll chat more about it a bit later on.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Yesterday we caught up with Sterlo, especially after last night. You had the Dragons take on the Sharks 20-16. We got some tips from him.
A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the post.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team. Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
We're talking to Sterlo right now.
Every time we have Sterlo, we have to proceed it with his resume.
Well, we do.
As if people don't know who he is.
But he's a champion. It's worth celebrating every single week.
It is celebrating, but we know what he's done.
Are you there? We're celebrating you right now. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm great. If you could update that, I was better than actually what I just heard there. No, there's much more to the buyer.
Well, we can add to it.
I'll send the stuff through, okay?
Yeah, good, mate. If you could. We'll get it on LinkedIn, Sterlo.
Yeah, we'll just devote the entire show to Sterlo's introduction.
if you're looking for half hour of content, I can provide it.
I'm sure you can.
Beautiful.
Now, Sterlo, I've got a question for you because, you know, when I was young and we used to live right next door to Belmore Oval and this is how old I am, the games used to cost $2 and we used to sneak under the fence so we didn't even pay. But we'd watch the Bulldogs, say, play the Dragons, and then the game would be great and we'd finish, and then some of the people I knew would sort of, you know, set fire to part of the stadium. It was a great day out.
I mean, what, right? A great day out for the family.
But you know,
hang on, some of the people you knew, like, you weren't involved.
No,
in
he wasn't involved.
No, no, no. I want to make that absolutely clear. I had nothing to do with that. I was just an innocent observer of this reckless behaviour. But you know, footy seems to change the rules without telling me. You know, like, I'd be watching it and go, oh, that rule's changed. And no, there was no meeting, there was no phone call. Like, for example, this one has baffled me, right? Now, the scrum, I think, is just unnecessary, right? Because, because when I was young, the guy, the halfback, had to, you know, feed the scrum in an even way.
So feed the ball into the scrum in an even way so that no team was advantaged,
right? So both teams had a chance of getting the ball,
and now,
right?
What happens?
Now, you can throw it into... You can give it to the lock forward, and it's legal. What is the point of the scrum?
Okay, Stillo, tell us.
Firstly, I can't understand how Todd Greenberg hasn't rung you personally to run the changes in the game.
He's got my number. I think it's an ethnic thing. He just doesn't like brown people.
I'd hate to think that's the case, but I'll have a word with Todd about it. Look, I have heard a scrum described in the past as one bloke trying to push two blokes up three blokes backside. Now, yes. I've always thought they're a little bit more technical than that, and I am a bit of a traditionalist. Uh-huh. I take your point. They don't really serve much of a role in the game these days. They're not a contest. And I've got to point out, Akmal, I think I was the only halfback honest enough to actually throw the ball in the middle of the scrum.
Of course you did, Sterlo, because you've
everybody
got credibility.
I didn't cheat. But I've got to say, in the game today, there's not many chances where you get your back lines. I don't want to get too technical here, but you get your back lines 20 metres apart with all of those forwards out of the way. It's a great attacking opportunity. Mm. So whilst I can understand it doesn't play the same role it did in the past, I'd still prefer to see them in the game. But maybe make them a little bit more of a contest if we could. But I'll take that up with Todd and I'll get him to ring you.
Thanks, Peter. Just
get your input.
You know, for a second there, I thought you were going to say these blokes don't get an opportunity to stick their heads up other guys' asses.
No, I didn't say that. And
but you didn't.
Let's move on. Sterlo, what are your top tips for the weekend?
Look, I'm going to fly through them really quickly. I'm going Sharks, Roosters, Cowboys. I like Warriors to make it two in a row. Can't believe I said that.
Wow.
Penrith, the Storm. I'm going for Parramatta, my old club, to bounce back against Manly. And we're rounding out with Canberra beating Newcastle. And my best... Look, I'm a Panthers fan this year, and it's not just because they knocked over Parramatta last weekend. I think Penrith at home, a win again, and that'll be two wins in a row for the start of their season. And after last year's, where they only won two of their first nine, a much better start in 2018.
Oh, fantastic. We love your tips, Sterlo. We're probably going to stick them up on our Facebook page as well. But thank you for joining us once again and for helping Akmal with the hard, hard-hitting questions.
Thank you, Sterlo.
Of rugby league.
Have a great weekend, guys, and you can expect Todd's call very soon.
Yeah. I will. I'll answer it.
Thanks, Sterlo. It's all thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. And catch all the footy tips on our Facebook page at 2GOFM.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Hello. Thanks for joining us for breakfast, too. I
hope
you're enjoying
thank
it.
You.
I hope it's nutritious and not high in sugar or fat.
Or annoying.
Or annoying. Don't have annoying breakfasts. So, what does that mean?
I had a burnt hot cross bun this morning, which was annoying. And I'm still thinking about it.
Well, think about Jesus, that the hot cross bun is celebrating, who was nailed to a cross.
Okay.
How much worse is that?
That's a lot worse.
If you had a choice between having a burnt...
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, it's all right. See, I'm just saying there's always someone worse off than you. In this case, it's God. So,
Or this woman on a plane.
Oh,
She had it a lot worse.
She had it quite badly, actually. Have you ever flown Tiger?
Yeah, I flew Tiger a few weekends ago when I went to Adelaide, and it's...
And did you get to Adelaide?
Yeah, thank God I got to Adelaide.
That's
Tiger's
rare.
Tiger's very basic.
That's rare for Tiger. Because Tiger is like, you buy a ticket on Tiger, it's like one of those surprise
Are we going to land?
It's
is anything going to fall off the aircraft?
Well, you know, that's the thing. That's the joy of flying Tiger, because you never know. It's not other with other airlines. It's predictable, and some people don't want that predictability.
It's like a mystery flight.
It's a mystery flight. That's the word I was looking for. But thanks for coming in. It's a bit late, but thanks for coming in anyway. Mm. You know, there's. Remember the? Have you ever been on a mystery flight?
No, but my brother did go on one once.
Yeah, yeah. Tiger. Yeah.
No. It was with Qantas, and you just pay I think like 150 bucks, and it could go anywhere in Australia. Yeah. And I think it actually took him to Adelaide for memory.
Nice.
Yeah, he had a day in Adelaide and flew back.
Nice.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, they can extend that. You know, mystery flight, you can land in Afghanistan. Sucked in. One way. It's one way. There's no, that'd be worth the price of the... But on this was, there was an incident. There was an incident on Tiger Air.
Okay.
It's quite upsetting, really, when you think about it, you know, because I fly a fair bit. I've never... This has not happened, and I have not, you know, done this. This is... How can I put this? It's like this man attempted to join
The
Mile High Club, but for one.
For himself.
For himself. The Mile High Club.
Fond of himself. He was having a flight and he was feeling a lot of self-love. Alluding to?
Yeah, but the Mile High Club does not include self-love.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No, maybe the new rules. Anyway, so this woman was sitting next to a man who...
Oh, so he was doing this while he was sitting next to someone. That's classy.
Very well, it's Tiger Air. Let's not forget that. That's expected. Maybe, you know, like you know, the captain has turned off the seat belts. So undo your seat belt and your pants belt.
Oh no, that's gross.
We're about to land.
What a gross man!
Please,
upsets me a lot. That's gross. Sorry, there's nothing funny about a man doing that next to a woman on a bloody plane.
I don't know. It's, you know, silly.
What's funny about it?
Well, he went there.
What's a little bit concerning is that the woman actually made a complaint to staff on the plane and they didn't deal with it on the plane. That's
why
really
didn't
concerning
they deal with it?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
How do they deal with it?
They take the man and they say, stop doing what you're doing.
Can we bring you more coffee?
God.
You like a sweet or savoury treat?
What? Is it that urgent that he can't wait till he lands? Seriously?
He's obviously not well. Okay. Who does that?
Well, I think they could have gone up and said, there's already one guy playing with his joystick on the plane. That's the pilot.
Oh,
you leave yours alone.
Oh, widow. Boom.
Widow saves us.
He saves us from ourselves
I had a different one. I was getting there, but, you know, it was going to take
late,
a while.
Mate, too late.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Mandy is excited about the Royal Easter Show. It's not because of the show bags.
No.
It's not because of the rides. It's because...
Rip, woodchip, turn it into paint.
Johnny Williamson again.
John Williamson.
Oh, we love him on this show.
What a legend, eh?
What a legend.
What a great Australian. Hey, True Blue.
I am a little bit excited about the wood chopping.
Why?
Is that a weird thing? Because it's really impressive. Like, these guys get up on these logs and chop this thing in 30 seconds.
You have something against nature? You don't like trees?
No, I just...
You don't like breathing?
I'm impressed because they stand there, and when the axe comes through the middle of their leg, I worry about them taking off their toe.
No, you're going to say axe in the middle of their legs there, but you pulled back, I noticed.
They wear steel cap Dunlop bollies.
Do they?
Yeah.
Does it get you aroused? Be honest now. Come on.
It gets me aroused, but there's something very masculine about it.
A man with his axe in his hand, moving sideways. I mean, there's been a theme here this morning in this show. No, you know, come on. You know,
I don't know, there's something kind of impressive about the masculinity, the strength, the speed at which they chop the wood.
You've told me this before, and I've been thinking about it. It's either a manly thing that you kind of like, a man and his axe type thing, or you secretly are hoping for someone to lose a toe or a leg or a foot or an arm.
I don't want anyone to injure themselves, but...
No, but secretly, I mean, deep down, we're all gladiatorial. We all want...
No.
People go and see the car races, not because they're into cars. They want to see someone set on fire. Secretly.
Well, the wood chopping is interesting at the Easter Show because there is a lot of risk involved, not only with the axes, but they also do that wood chopping where they actually use planks and they climb the tree and then chop at the top. Mm. They're high up.
You could drop from, you know, 6 foot with an axe in your hand.
And is that what you're hoping for?
Well, no.
Be honest.
I'm not.
So what, you just like the chopping?
I like the chocolate. When they get their axe stuck in the wood, I mean, you go, oh, too hard.
Got his axe.
You know what? I'd like to see you have a go at it, Mandy. I think that would be really fun.
I don't think I'm strong enough to have a go at it. I can barely pick up an axe. It'd be fun
to do it. That's not what I heard.
But the thing is, this is the thing, right? It looks fun and it looks like it would be really satisfying, but I know that as soon as you get up on that thing with an axe in your hand, it's going to take a lot longer for me to do it than those guys, and it's going to be a lot harder.
Well, you don't know. You haven't tried.
But do you know what I want to know? Is there anyone on the coast that is a wood chopper? I'd like to know if anyone on the coast can teach me how to wood chop.
Do we have a lumberjack?
Yes!
Is there a lumberjack?
Yes!
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4
women's underwear.
Are you a lumberjack or a professional axeman?
I'd love to know if there's anyone on the coast who is.
We're desperate for... If you own an axe... Give us a call.
432.
You've been to Bunnings.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4.
Just give us a call.
Mandy and Acmar for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
I can look at someone in a nude and not think of disgusting thoughts immediately. I can look at someone pleasuring himself on a flight and not think, not take that the wrong way. Maybe
there's only one way to take it, and that's the wrong way.
It is the wrong way. Anyway, you've got another risky story.
I was trying to go for comedy, but you know, obviously, it's a tough crowd. You guys are a tough crowd.
We are. We also want you to get on with it.
Now, yes, I will. Get on with it.
Get on with it, mate.
There's a beautiful photo yesterday in the paper of a woman breastfeeding. That is lovely, isn't it?
It's a beautiful photo.
Yes, this little baby feeding off his mother, which is a very natural thing and shouldn't be looked down on or considered to be something disgusting or dirty in any way, because that's, you know...
That's what nature intends.
Hey, if you have a problem with that, speak to the big man who invented all this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? We didn't come up with it. So, you know, and religious fanatics are the ones who, you know... Back in the old days, people would just flop one out and feed the baby, and it was no problem.
Well, they still do. I mean, they still do.
But there's all this rigmarole, and there's always this drama, and oh my God, she's feeding her baby. How could she do it in the cinema? And all that stuff. And I agree. I mean, I understand, and I try not to. You know, I try really hard not to look. Anyway, I shouldn't discuss it.
Well, I think it's fascinating for some people, to be honest with you.
Yes.
And I think if you haven't had children or if you haven't been around children or even if you just... It's just a fascinating thing. Breastfeeding, if people want to look.
Well,
I don't care. As long as you're not being pervy. As long as you're not being pervy.
No. I'm not being pervy, but, you know, you say, okay, don't look because it'll make the mother uncomfortable. But my brain says don't look. My eyes go, shut up, brain. I'll do what the hell I want.
I'll tell you from experience that when I used to breastfeed my children in a public place, whether that be at the shops or in the library or wherever, I would expect that some people would look because you're in a public place, right?
Yes.
I don't expect everybody to avert their eyes because I know I'm breastfeeding in public.
That's right.
However, if somebody is staring and if they're a man who's staring, then that's creepy.
Of course it is. You know, but you know what I find ironic is the baby doesn't care. The baby, if you do look, I don't know if you've noticed, but the baby gives you a look like, the hell are you looking at? Hey, move on, buddy. Thanks, Mum. More milk. More milk from Mum. Have you ever fed other people's children?
I fed my... So this is going to sound gross, but it's not.
It's not gross.
My sister-in-law and I had a baby around the same time, like a few weeks apart.
The same baby?
No, we had different babies
around
the same time.
Yes, and you used to swap.
And we were... breastfeeding often together.
That's nice.
At my parents' house or whatever. One day, just for a bit of a laugh, actually, she said, do you want to swap and see if our children will take to us?
Because
they get used to the shape of your breast and all the rest of it.
Of course.
Anyway, so we swapped and I breastfed my niece and my sister-in-law breastfed my son. And it was a bit freaky for everybody. Anyway, we swapped back and it was all a bit of a laugh. And then the other day, it was my son's 18th and we told that story in front of everybody and he was completely freaked out.
You know what would have been funny? It's his 18th birthday and he just realized that you didn't swap back. That would be funny. Were you breastfed as a child?
Yes, I was.
You were. My mother wouldn't breastfeed me. You know why?
Why?
She said she just wanted to be friends. And she wanted to see other kids, she said. That's what she said.
Mandy and Acmar for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
You know, when I moved here to the coast from Adelaide about 12 years ago, we brought our a Belgian shepherd.
Belgium?
Belgium shepherd,
Was he
Jasper.
Made of chocolate?
No, he wasn't. But he looked a lot like a German shepherd, but he was a Belgian shepherd. And he had to come on the plane. And it was a bit distressing because animals and planes, really. I mean, it's hard enough being a human on a plane.
I know. Have you flown Tiger? Oh, my God.
Bada boom. Yeah. But this story out of the US just made me go, oh, no, this is, like, you'd be devastated because I know how much you love your dogs.
Yes.
This family were moving from one side of America to Kansas, and they were bringing their dog, which was a German Shepherd, actually.
A dog to Kansas?
Yeah, they were taking their dog to Kansas.
Was it Dorothy? It
wasn't Toto, the dog, no.
Toto.
But what ended up happening was that there was confusion at the airport and their dog went to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of their dog arriving in Canvas, a Great Dane who was supposed to be in Japan arrived in Canvas, Kansas.
Well, that happens a lot.
And so they went to pick up their German Shepherd and there was a Great Dane.
Maybe the flight experience made him grow, you know, like pressure, because dogs aren't used to flying.
Anyway, so eventually the airline, like, obviously panicked, rang Japan. They said, no, the German Shepherd's fine. Mm. We're going to arrange for the swap. And then there had to be a dog swap, which made me think maybe there's a reality show in that instead of wife swap. Because, you know, there's that reality show, wife swap.
Maybe you could
do dog swap.
You could do dog swap.
I reckon there's a good idea there.
Or border control, whatever it is. What's the show?
Yeah, border security. But
border security for dogs, you know. Because a friend of mine told me once, if you're going to smuggle drugs, and we don't suggest you do, but what's the best place? Up a dog's bottom. Because
Oh my God, listen, you can't do that on so many levels.
No, because if a dog, if the security dog goes up and sniffs, well, that's a natural reaction. So it's perfect. I don't know why I mentioned that. It's not really connected to the story.
It's more something. I thought I had a great reality show idea. I thought we were going to have some fun with that.
No, but what about border security for dogs? You know, so are you a working dog?
Well, are you here for business or pleasure?
We're going to have to send you back. I'm sorry.
One thing's for sure, the dog was not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
No.
Oh,
beautiful song.
Nice
and great
work there,
Widow.
No worries, guys.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
We need to talk about Prince George because he's obsessed.
He's obsessed. So the Palace has come out and said that Prince George is obsessed with policemen. He was taken to the annual Met Excellence Awards along with Prince Harry at Kensington Palace on Tuesday. And, look, just obsessed with the police force.
How old is he?
What is he, about four now?
He's a toddler.
Oh, quick, do some Googling, please, Widow.
Well, he's advanced, a toddler. You know, usually a toddler his age is obsessed with his own poo. But this guy's obviously advanced because he's a prince. Right? Right?
I don't know that toddlers are obsessed with their own poo.
Well, I certainly was. I still am to some extent.
He's four. Okay, so he's 4 years old, obsessed with police cars, and they reckon he wants to be a cop, which is unfortunate because he's third in line to the throne. There's no way they're going to let him
be a
cop.
There's a big discrepancy in pay. Is like one is like $4 billion and the other one is about $60,000 a year.
But they won't let him do it anyway because it's too dangerous and he's third in line to the throne, so they won't let him.
Well, there's one TV show we all watch that made us realise how dangerous it is to be a cop in the UK.
Oh, yes! Did you used to watch The Bill? I used to love this show.
I know Kate loves The Bill. But, you know, the thing people should know about policemen in the UK is they don't carry guns.
No.
So, you know,
they carry batons, I think.
They carry batons.
And they wear those round hats, those bobby hats.
Yeah, to protect them from the bullets, basically, they think. But, you know, batons versus...
Bullets. They won't let Georgie Porgy become a cop. But it got me thinking about those amazing things that we as 4 or 5 year olds or young kids thought we wanted to be when we grew up. Because, funnily enough, I wanted to be a nun.
You wanted to be a nun.
And so when I was about 5, I wanted to be a nun.
You mean you wanted to be nothing as a nun, or a nun as in as a spiritual...
A nun. I came from quite a Christian family, and we went to church.
That.
And my primary school had nuns at the time because it was pretty old school.
Geez, that did nothing for you. You must have rebelled. You've gone the other extreme.
I don't think I've gone the other extreme.
Well, everyone
but
who's
I'm
gone
certainly
the,
not a nun.
You're certainly not a nun.
I'm not a nun.
No.
What kind of things did you do that were nun-like as a kid?
Oh, we used to play mass. So we actually used to play church where we would have Ribena instead of wine and we would have little crown mints instead of bread.
And
we used to play mass,
which is
kind of embarrassing to admit, but I did want to be a nun.
And did you accidentally transconfigurate the body of Christ?
No.
By accident?
No.
Your mum would have said to you, if you keep this up, you're going to... you're going to attract demons to the house. Because that's the kind of thing we would have heard. It's just...
What about you? What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be the Pope. No, I didn't. Because that would have been a good one. That's a good job, being the Pope. Except for the, you know... Well, no. This is true. I was obsessed with... you know those guys who at shopping centres push the trolleys? I wanted to be the trolley guy. I really did. And I don't know why. What about it that I really enjoyed? When people say, what do you want to do when you grow up? I said, I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy pushing the 20 trolleys in a row. And
hard work.
Hot
work.
Well, I wasn't, I was 9 or something. So
when I became
10, I realized that's not what I want. I don't want to do anything.
That's why you became a comedian.
So the trolley guy that became a comedian and the nun that became a radio personality and announcer. Mm. 4324444, what did you want to do as a kid?
What I want to know is whether you wanted to be something and then you just kind of went in a totally different direction.
Well, most people do.
I know. You talk
to kids and say, I want to be an astronaut, and you see them in 20 years. They're not astronauts. They're working for Telstra. That's a big discrepancy
It is.
That's not even close.
All right, give us a call.
Not even related.
And share with us what you wanted to be when you were a little kid.
4324444. Call right now. Mm. What did you want to be as a kid, and what are you now? 4324444.
Dawn from Narara's given us a call. What did you want to be when you were little, Dawn?
I wanted to be a hairdresser or a childcare worker, and I became a florist and a barista.
A florist and a barista. Oh, there you go.
It's not that far off. You know, are you happy doing what you're doing?
Yes, I love it because I work at Cakes by Kyla in Gosford now.
Oh, nice, nice ads there.
Nice plug, Dawn.
Very smooth, Dawn.
And have a great weekend, both of you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks for the
Widow.
Call.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Dawn. Bye, Dawn.
Widow.
Yes.
What did you want to be?
When I was a little kid, I actually wanted to be a doctor that rode a motorbike.
I love the detail.
Yeah, so delivery doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, did you order... Proctology.
The one thing that was attainable from that is riding a motorbike, and I haven't even got that.
You haven't even got the motorbike.
Yeah, I know. I haven't got around to it. I'll be there soon.
I think we've got a caller.
Yeah, 4324444. You can call us. What did you want to be when you grew up, and what did you end up as?
Mm. No, and, that's all right. They've gone.
Some of us haven't grown up.
I know. Yeah. We've got Christina. Hello, Christina. Hello. No, hang on. There she is. Hello.
Christina, are you there?
Yes.
Hello. What did you want to be when you were little?
I actually wanted to be a nun as well.
Oh, did you? Is that because you went to a school with nuns?
No, but they always fascinated me as well, and I always wanted to be a good girl. So
yes.
And then, you know,
and what happened to you?
Union and all that.
What happened?
So, yeah, I actually became a chef instead and working in a preschool. So
okay, that's close enough.
But you're still a good girl, aren't you?
Yes, I'm still a good girl.
Aw, thanks for giving us a call. We're going to send you some Mandy and Akmal nuts and some Mandy and Akmal freckles. Let's go to Sue. Morning, Sue. Did you want to be a nun as well?
I did. I went to a Catholic school as well, yep.
Oh, my God, I can't believe how many kids wanted to be nuns. See, I'm not alone. So, Sue, what was it about the nuns that you loved?
I think it was just because I was a Catholic, I think. That's all it was.
Yes.
Did you watch The Flying Nun? Maybe you wanted to go flying.
No, I didn't, Akmal, because in second class, the nun wasn't very nice in second class.
No. And so what?
She was a horrible nun.
Yes. They're all a bit sort of
funny,
jaded.
Hey? It's funny how they were supposed to be so good and some of them were quite bad.
No, only the flying one is the nice one.
How many people wanted to be nuns? I'm really surprised at that.
But do you know why they changed their minds?
Why?
Because they want to, have a life and have intercourse and go out.
No, they just wanted to
go topless somewhere.
They just wanted to kick the habit.
Oh, okay.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
There's a big event, a fundraiser happening here on the coast called Under the Stars. Steve Kilby from the church is going to be. There's more details to tell you a little bit later on. But also there on the night is Adam Spencer.
Hello, Adam.
How are we, team?
Yeah, very good. Great.
Adam would, without a doubt, would have to be the most intelligent comedian of all. I mean, that's not saying much because, if you've met any of the comedians, but by comedian standards, he's a real intellectual.
the Albert Einstein of one-liners. Smarter than the funny guys and not quite as funny as the smart guys. That's me.
Well, you know what? We chatted to Tom Gleason. He's also quite smart. I'd love to see you and Tom go head-to-hell in a kind of comedy science battle.
A little bit of trivia for you. I actually put my hand up as discovering Tom Gleason at the University of Sydney. We had a stand-up comedy competition back in the 1990s. And one day this big, tall, rangy, red-headed guy turned up with a set of drums. He was a drummer in a band.
Yeah.
And he sat there with a microphone like and would crack jokes, then do his own. You know the old after a joke, the old cymbal.
Boom tish.
Yeah.
He would boom tish himself.
Yeah.
he was doing a seated stand up comedy routine, boom tishing himself, and the crowd went wild and Tom Gleason was born.
Wow, that's a great story.
You know, when Adam Spencer says I discovered Tom Gleason, I just picture him under a microscope.
There he is. There he is. I found him. It's Tom Gleason.
It's a sperm.
We whipped him up in a lab. The first few versions didn't quite work out, but I think the latest one told him to get it all right.
Yeah. You messed up his hair, but that's okay.
Hey, I know that you've got a podcast on Podcast One platform called The Big Questions, which I love because it's science-based. And we're not talking about the questions like, do you put the tomato sauce in the fridge or the cupboard? Not those kind of big questions.
More like
what is it like to go to space, that kind of stuff.
If possible, I think we delve even deeper than whether the tomato sauce should go on the cupboard or in the fridge. I sit down with experts and ask them really deep questions. Had a great chat with Ian Fraser. He's the guy who invented the Gardasil vaccine.
Oh, wow.
Which my 13-year-old daughter's just got at school, and it's the reason that women of her generation just will not die from cervical cancer. His work has saved hundreds of millions of lives. We talked to him about that. A couple of scientists from Sydney who were the first people ever to detect gravitational waves. They're those big reverberations of the universe when black holes smash into each other, etc.
Wow.
Through radio telescopes. Well, and there's a fantastic chat there with a guy about why we actually feel pain. The science of pain is really interesting. When you've got a sore and a scratch on your arm or something, it's not actually the arm that's hurting. It's your brain's interpretation of a series of complex signals. So he does all this stuff in coaching people not to feel anywhere near as much pain as they should when they've had chronic injuries, etc. The science of why we feel pain, big questions, really interesting.
Oh, the brain is just fascinating. If I wasn't going to be a radio announcer, I was going to try and be a neuroscience. Probably a reasonably bad one.
That's something to always fall back on.
I can fall back on that, exactly. A few years of study to do on that one. But let's get down to why you're really talking to us today. And this is something that is it's a really terrible story from a few weeks ago here on the Central Coast. A welder was doing his job welding a tank at the Block and Tackle Brewery in Kingcumber, great little craft brewery there, and ended up being part of an explosion, which was awful. What are you doing to help this guy and his family?
Yeah, this is a little Central Coast institution, the Block and Tackle, but there was an unfortunate accident there, and you hear that sort of story, and you go, oh, yeah, but there was a real person. His name's Nick.
Yep.
He's an Irish guy out in Australia doing his work. He's the sole breadwinner for his family, and he's suffered a lot of burns and other complications as a result of this. So a group of us are getting together. The Block and Tackle have come on board. They're hosting a fundraiser for him, not this Saturday, but next, March the 24th. People on the Central Coast have all reached out. The Block and Tackle have thrown an incredible amount of stuff for free so that all the money we raise on the night goes straight to Mick and his family. He's the sole breadwinner for the family. He's out from Ireland, so he doesn't have a family network to fall back on. Someone reached out to Steve Kilby, lead singer from the Church. And Steve's not even a coastie. Steve lives down, I think, in Coogee in Sydney. He said instantly, I'm there, count me in. So it's going to be a great night with one of Australia's great musicians at the Block and Tackle. They're raising money for Mick and his family.
That's so fantastic. Are you going to go, Adam?
I'm emceeing the whole shebang, my friend.
Oh, well, great. Look, if you can't get enough of Adam Spencer like me and Steve Kilby, a great Australian musician, then you've got to get along to the Block and Tackle and support Mick Jardine and his family. And that's March 24, ticket $75. Any information you need, you can go to the 2GO website. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Really great to talk to you, Adam.
Yeah.
Hey, no trouble. And congratulations, you guys. Sounding fantastic this year. And I do like the fact that you've gone with Mandy and Upmal. You've reversed the alphabetical order just to make it clear who's really wearing the pants in this
Yeah. Well, Akmal never wears pants, so that was always going to be an easy one.
That's why I like radio. That's one of the reasons, one of the advantages.
All the details are available right now, 2gofm.com.au.
Thanks for chatting with us, man. You're welcome on our show anytime.
Anytime.
Pleasure, guys.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Look, it's World Panda Day.
Of
course. Help our pandas
and
stop them from becoming extinct.
They're still
World
here.
World Sleep Day to promote people being smart about sleep and being
and that's
healthy.
Why why we don't have a lot of pandas, because they spend their time sleeping.
That's true.
Get up and make love, you lazy panda.
It's also a very important day that the whole of Australia should get around, and that's the Day of Action Against Violence and Bullying.
Yeah, we got wind of this as a show, and we thought, we've got to talk about this because it's such an important issue, especially...
I hate violence and bullying.
And violence and bullying are the worst, and I think most people have had an experience of bullying, whether it be in the schoolyard or online. I think these days, a lot of people are getting bullied online, aren't they?
Well, I certainly am, but I don't really mind it. I'm used to it. You've had
some pretty serious bullying happen to you. You shared something with me that really, I thought, wow.
When I was on radio in previous life, this guy hated my humour so much. He took it so seriously that he put up a web page called Let's Kill Akmar. And people were writing suggestions on how they should kill me.
Oh, my God, Akmal, that's so awful.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even like an attempted joke or something. I wouldn't have minded, but I actually I got scared a little bit.
Of course you would.
Because I like living and stuff.
Yeah.
And the police were involved.
Yeah, of course.
And he hated me that much. You know, but we did. We copped a lot of negative comments, like really quite personal.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like we don't like their humor. It's personal stuff.
You know, I think everyone's entitled to an opinion if that opinion is delivered in a way that's
constructive
and neutral and
be constructive.
You know, everyone has that right. But when you're right, when people get personal, and start really attacking the
Just imagine. I don't want to make it about us, but just an example. Imagine if, say, you start a new job.
Mm.
And a bunch of people go to your work and they just observe everything you do and then criticize it and say, oh, you're not good at this. And then they go to your boss and say, get rid of him. Get the other people that were on before.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't feel good about that.
Well, look, I think you're referring to the fact that when we started as a team on 2GO, there was quite a lot of online stuff that happened because people weren't dealing with the change very well or very positively.
It's discouraging.
And it did affect us as a team. And we got told that we should just stay off social media for a while, not read it, because it was hurtful.
People don't think I'm human. But
and people
and
think
not
you've
sure
got a
either.
Tough skin because you're a comedian and you're a joker, right?
Well, this is the thing I find really disturbing. People say, oh, they've got a public profile, they're used to it. But at the end of the day, you're humans as well.
We're
and you have
humans.
Feelings and emotions. Mm. Everyone's a human. And,
yeah, despite the blood test, I am human, right? But
this is the thing, you know, we actually had to have some time away from social media as a team because it was not beneficial for us
but
to read
adults
some of that.
And we,
you know?
We can cope with it. But when it's like a 15, 14-year-old trying to fit in.
Exactly.
And when we were at school, someone would come up and punch you in the head and you go, oh, that hurt, but anyway, what's next?
Do you know what happened, if you got bullied at school back in my day, Mum would say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And what did they do? They called you a name. We'll just ignore it.
And then hit you with a dictionary. Because of words, right? I made that up just then. It wasn't great, but it's okay. It's Friday.
I think in the olden days, maybe there was a bit of, come on, you'll be right, kind of get on with it. But now, kids have their phones with them 24/7, and so they're reading comments 24/7. The bullying continues through school, through night, through day, through break.
The difference is, if you have a bullying experience, you get over it, you deal with it back then. Now it's public. So everyone can see it. And when you're young, you exaggerate it in your mind and you think everyone I know in the world has seen this abuse, and it's just insensitive.
I think that's two very good points, is that it is 24 hours now for kids on social media.
And it's public.
Everyone can see it.
And there seems to be a mob mentality that happens. Yeah. You know, everyone joins the mob. I just want to say, if bullying is happening to you or one of your children, there are lots and lots of resources out there that you can access to help them. And I think also we need to, as a community and as individuals, take responsibility and say, you know what, if I'm feeling fired up about something on Facebook, I'm just going to go away for 5 minutes and just process that before I start hammering out some sort of aggravated response.
Yeah.
I think we all need to take responsibility for that.
You know the guy that wanted to kill me and put a website saying, let's kill Akmal?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself at the time, I thought, man, he must have come to a really bad show. Maybe I need new material.
You offended him or something.
No, I don't know if I offended. He just didn't find me funny, but enough to,
To do something like that.
Yeah, you are so unfunny. We need to kill you.
But there's lots and lots of resources for people, so please don't suffer on your own. There are plenty of things you can do. There's plenty of websites which we're going to put up on the Facebook page.
Can I make another, what I think is a good point? Because people think that bullying just happens at school or online, but it doesn't. You know, it's really important to build skills you know, to deal with bullying, whether it's at work or on the sporting field or on public transport. People can be nasty, right? And a good person, a person armed with these skills can handle. Like, we had a road rage incident. Me and Kate were driving, and she tried to get in the lane, and a guy just drove and nearly smashed into her and then gave us the finger. And I really had to kind of like just say, calm down, because it's just an incident. He's an idiot. Let it go, because, you know, it's just not worth...
It's not worth getting aggro and then having some sort of altercation over, right? Yeah. So I think we all need to learn to breathe a little bit.
Breathe. Don't forget to breathe. That's important.
Everybody breathe. Everybody just, you know, step away from the keyboard just for a few minutes if you're feeling fired up.
Yes.
You know, go to your friends, go to your family, enlist the people that love you to help you get through something. And then if you need help, there are places to get it, okay, for your kids and for you. Mm. Bullyingnoway.gov.au is one of those places. If things are pretty bad, you can always go to Lifeline. But we're going to put a whole bunch of these on our Facebook page. So if you need some help with bullying,
definitely
you can get it there.
And the big thing is to talk. If you're feeling upset about it, talk to someone about it. And Lifeline is great. So if you or someone you know is experiencing a crisis, call Lifeline 13 11 14.
And if you're a bully, stop it. Stop bullying people.
Yes.
Come on. Build some self-esteem. Do something with your life.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
You've had a discovery that I think I've had recently too, and that is that
we're no longer little. People always assume I'm younger than I actually am, and it's good. I like that because, you know, I've looked after myself relatively. And, well, you know, in the last 10 years or so, after a lot of, you know,
not looking
trashing,
after yourself.
So... I made a discovery yesterday. We had visitors, and this guy, friend of Kate's and mine as well, but more friend of Kate's, I don't know. And he's got two young boys, maybe 9 and 11.
Yep.
And we were sitting there, and we're just having lunch or whatever, and he says to me, oh, the boys know you're a comedian. Can you tell them a joke? Now, I always
get that a lot. Is that annoying?
Well, it is annoying. I get it a lot, and it's always disappointing when you do tell it, because it's not the right environment. You know, you'd be at an airport somewhere, and go, hey, mate, tell us a joke. And I go, what do you do? You're a nurse. Give me an enema. Now. On the spot. You know? you're a plumber. Come and fix my toilet now. I'll give you my address. Here. You know what I mean? So it's very difficult. But these kids were very expecting, a joke. So I told them a joke, and I realized how old I'm getting by telling this joke. This is the joke, right?
Okay, tell us the joke.
A man walks into... This is a joke I tell kids because it's not rude, and you can tell everyone this joke. A man walks into a library, and he's really drunk, and he walks up to the librarian and says, oh, can I have some fish and chips, please? And the librarian says, I'm sorry, sir, but this is a library. He goes, oh, sorry. Can I have some fish and chips, please? Now, you guys laugh because you're at the right age, you know, and they just stared at me. They just stared blankly. They didn't even, like, it wasn't even a negative reaction. It was just like, what's he talking about? And I realized people that age, that the libraries don't exist anymore.
Well, people don't use libraries as much because they can just go to the internet for all the information they need. Whereas once kids would go to libraries to do research and stuff for school, I used to work in a library.
Oh man, I'm old enough to remember having to the book's not available. Can I reserve it?
Yes.
Mm. You tell the kids today that, and they won't believe you.
Guess what? What about the stamping in the back of the book? I used to do that at the library where I worked at it. It was such a satisfying job, actually.
But the concept of having to be quiet in a library does not exist anymore.
I don't think
it does. It's like, you know, an old man telling me, back in the day we had gramophones and they were fantastic. Mm. I really miss those. And I'd say I was grandpa Aki. And I felt bad.
I know I'm old is I go to get out of bed and it just hurts. Everything.
It hurts.
all the things hurt.
That's Matt's fault.
Oh, come on.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Ed Sheeran on the Central Coast, 107.7 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal. He's in Sydney this weekend.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran. Yeah. My daughter's going tonight. And I think he's playing tomorrow night as well.
She's going to see Ed?
She's going to see Ed.
And then she's going to the concert?
She's just going to go to the concert.
Oh, she doesn't know him.
She doesn't know him personally.
I know him.
You do not know
him. I do, but he's just a pain in the ass. He just keeps calling me and saying, oh, man, let's hang out. No, I don't want to.
He potentially could be listening to this show morning.
He's too nerdy. I'm too cool to hang out with Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No, hey, come on.
No one is too cool to hang out with Eddie.
He's one of the nicest guys in show business.
I would like to retract that comment. He's one of the nicest guys. I would be honoured to hang around with Ed Sheeran. Good.
Now, look, if you are going to see Ed Sheeran, bear in mind there are some track works going on. All the details on the Facebook page at 2GOFM. And also, don't forget, tonight the footy is on. The Roosters taking the Bulldogs, 5:55.
Go the Chookies.
That's a dilemma. You know, Ed Sheeran or the footy. If only they can be combined. If you can see Ed Sheeran playing during the... get him into a scrum. Let's see how he goes. Yeah. And get Sturlow to do the concert.
Yeah, what a great idea. No one's going to notice.
No one's going to notice.
Hey, guys, Alex from the newsroom here actually... I think Ed's more of an AFL fan, to be honest. When I was growing up in Melbourne, he played at the grand final a few years ago.
Yep.
And they got him this, like the word on the side of an AFL football is Sheeran, but they got him a specialised one that said Sheeran. Looks like the NRL's got a bit of work to do to get him back over.
Okay, thank you, Alex. That's very informative.
It's very informative. Don't do that again.
And
He's allowed to give us information.
It's his
job.
Love Ed Sheeran a little bit more because he's an AFL guy.
Anyways, look, tonight, 5:55, Roosters taking on Bulldogs. You can listen here on 2GO. Catch up with the show at 2GOFM.com.au or on the app.
Yes, we've got to interrupt you there, Widow. I know we have limited time. As humans, we have limited time on this planet, but we also have very limited time left in this show. And I just want to reflect on how good this show is. Today, honestly, I would challenge any radio show around the world to even come close to this level of
entertainment. You just sound arrogant when you say that.
Do I? But I meant it as a team effort.
Okay.
And I was being slightly sarcastic as well.
If you want to find out that, do some research.
But no, there were a lot of memories. You know, that 5:30 thing that you said that was funny. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the other one that was...
If you missed it, go back to the app or to the website. And catch up.
2GOFM.com.au. You can catch up there. We also talked Sweaty Woodchoppers and interviewed Adam Spencer. Look, we've got to get out of here. Poor Mickey D is trying to get in the studio. He's got some Friday fun ones lined up. Akmal, do you want to stay on air with Mickey D?
Look, you know, the worst part of this job is leaving. Because I feel this is my home. You're my mother and you're my dad who abandoned me when I was young. So I resent you. But I love you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
I don't know how to feel about that. We're out of here. Catch you Monday, 5:30. Have a happy, safe weekend. Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal on 2GO. Bye.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.